This episode is all about the numbers. So if you actually want to run a successful business, you run it based on numbers rather than your emotions, rather than how you feel. What do you think? What is your gut saying? Those are all important characteristics to have as an entrepreneur. But fundamentally, the businesses that succeed the longest, they're based on logical, data-driven analysis. And so in this episode, I share with you my intelligence sheet where I track all the numbers and all of our businesses. And it's amazing on how you wake up every single day and you feel really good because you can just look at your numbers and know exactly what you need to do and what direction you need to make based on what the data says. And so I definitely share with you some of the key numbers that I track on a daily basis, how to track them. And I even give you the opportunity that if you want my intelligence sheet, I show you exactly how you can go get that. So without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast with your host, Logan Manzanets. So last night I did a really fun Zoom on what I learned by hanging out in Vegas the previous week, hanging out with Alex and Layla Hermosi, hanging out backstage at the Future Flipper event with like Ryan Pineda, Robert Winsley, JJ. I was actually racing Corvettes in Las Vegas as well. And then we also went to a cleaning business mastermind event at the Treasure Island Casino for 2 days. And so I learned a lot of cool things. And so I did a Zoom last night and I basically shared all the nuggets I learned from the Zoom, did a little bit of Q&A, and it was really cool. So first off, like if you're not following me on Instagram, I'm at Logan Lee Manzanares. That's where I'm posting that. So if you ever do want to catch these Zooms that I casually reference inside these podcasts, like that's where I post them. I post them on there and I just do free Zooms. I just want to chat about kind of my experiences and kind of document the journey. And so in that Zoom though, I went down, I was answering one of the questions and I just had this like huge epiphany, right? And so one of the greatest things I learned from Alex, who's been somebody who has been mentoring me since 2017. And he really taught me this one skill set that I think has fundamentally changed the way that I do business. And he basically runs his business. He taught me to run my business by numbers rather than emotions. And so my first 3.5 years in business, I struggled because I was running it emotionally. I was running it on based on what I was feeling and what I thought I should do rather than just what did the numbers say, right? And so what I quickly realized is that I didn't have numbers. So I didn't have data. So how was I going to make logical data-driven decisions if I actually didn't have the data to begin with? And so what was really cool was when we ran our fitness business, we learned this from Alex, so I did it. We implemented this thing called the intelligence sheet, right? Our business was called Big Sky Barbell. The abbreviation was called BSB. So it was called the BSB intelligence sheet. And so that intelligence sheet was where we tracked all of our numbers. And then when we started our cleaning business about 2 years ago, we created our new intelligence sheet. You guessed it. It was called the Bozeman 5-star intelligence sheet. So it didn't have, it was kind of a long name, but it was intelligence sheet. And the cool part was that I taught my wife how to use a spreadsheet. And so, like full transparency, I was so focused on real estate over these last 2 years that it's probably been like the last 4 or 5 months. I was like, okay, it's time for me to actually start to look and inspect a little bit deeper in the cleaning business. And I'm going to commit to this cleaning business. And the cool part was when I came to actually look at the cleaning business, all the numbers were there. It was crazy. It was so cool. I could actually look to see what our ad spend was, what how many total leads we were getting, what our cost per lead was. And I'll share these other metrics that we track as well, because I think they're so important. And so when I came in and Katie asked me, she's like, hey, like, will you be the advisor to this cleaning business? Right. So she's the CEO. She has got a manager in place. And she's like, will you be the advisor and just like share the vision and look at the numbers and basically based on the numbers, like tell us where we need to go. And I was like, sure. And so we started doing it. I actually looked at my numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 6 months ago. And the business at that time was doing about 25,000. And last month we did 50,000. So we literally just doubled the business by simply looking at the numbers. Like, how cool is that? And so that's why I think numbers are so freaking important. And so the first thing you need to know when it comes to numbers is just like, what is your big, hairy, audacious goal? Like, that's the first thing, right? And I think most people like say, I want to make $1 million. So let's just use $1 million as our example here. So let's say we want to make $1 million. What does that mean that we got to make in 6 months? Well, we got to make $500,000. Pretty simple, easy math. Now, a lot of businesses, they do planning, they do strategy based on quarters. So how much does that mean that we have to make every single quarter in order to be on track to hit $1 million at the end of the year? Well, we got to hit $250,000. Still, makes sense, simple math. Now, let's break that down to a monthly goal. What does our monthly goal need to be in order for us to be on track to hit that $1 million at the end of the year? Well, it's $83,333. Okay, most people know that number, which is great. So now let's break it down into weekly. So in order for us to hit that weekly goal of $1 million every single year, what is our weekly goal? Well, it's about $19,245. Okay, so now we know our weekly goal. Now, does your business run on a 7-day week or does it run on a 5-day week? For instance, like our clean business, we only do cleans on five days a week. So we're basing all of our numbers based on 5 days. Your business, it might be 7 days a week where you're taking money every single day. So according to how you take, what your business week is, where you need to know this next number. For a 7-day week, though, for example, if you do that, it's you need to make $2,749 a day in order to be on track to hit $1 million a year. Now, if you run a 5-day week, you probably guessed it's a little bit more. It's $3,849 every single day you need to make in order for you to be on track to hit $1 million a year. So by knowing those numbers, you get really clear on what you need to make. So if you look at your revenue per day, so here's another cool little tactic is you need to have somebody on your team, or if you don't have a team, you need to do this, is do a report at the end of every single day where it outlines how much revenue that your business it brought in, that it collected, that it generated that day, right? And so if you know that your goal is to make $1 million and your business is collecting $1,000 a day and you're on a 7-day week, well, you're about three quarters away. You're only a third of what you need to do on a daily basis in order to actually hit your goal. So increase your revenue on a daily basis. Now you know exactly what you need to do tomorrow. You need to get your number up to $3,000, right? Specifically $2,749 if you're an engineer out there and you're the analytical type. So when you know your numbers, you get really clear what you need to do on a day-to-day basis. And what you do on a day-to-day basis, what you do today, what you do this week is what's going to dictate what you end up at the end of the year. Okay. So that's the very first thing. Know your numbers. Now let's actually break down a little bit more tactical to a specific type of business. So once you know your $1 million, it's like, great, I need to make $1 million. I need to generate $2,749 every single day in order for me to hit my goal of making $1 million a year. Well, what does that $2,749 actually equate to? That should be the next question you ask yourself, right? And so the next two numbers, next two metrics we need to know is what are you selling, right? And how many do you normally sell in a weekly basis or daily basis or monthly basis? And then what is the average revenue per unit sold? So I will use an example of our cleaning company. And we actually track these things on a weekly basis. I think it's actually easier, especially if you have a team that you do weekly check-ins from a standpoint of actually getting together and evaluating numbers. However, we have our manager who runs our cleaning business. She puts these numbers down daily, right? And she puts these numbers down daily so she knows, and we can actually use those numbers and then we put them all together on a weekly basis, and then we go over them. And so how many units are sold, okay? So this is super important. And so for our cleaning business, in order for us to hit $1 million a year, we have to sell 385 man hours of cleans every single week, okay? So that's what we need to hit. And what is the average price point of those 385 man hours? It's $50, okay? And so that is going to equate to us a revenue of $19,250 every single week, okay? Now, we got to do that in a five-day period because that's when we do our cleans within a five-day period. So that would be an example for us is that's how many units are sold and what's the average revenue per unit sold. Now, your business is obviously going to be different, but you need to know those two numbers, okay? And then based on that, you're like, okay, how many units did we sell today? So if we take that 385 on a weekly basis, now we can break that down again on a 5-month basis, and now all of a sudden we're getting to, let's do the math real quick, 385 divided by 5. So that means we need to do 77 of these. We need to produce 77 man hours every single day, right? And so that's also a number that our manager tracks. And so now you can look at it and say, okay, we did 70 man hours today. Like that's short. So how do we increase another 7 hours? And that's how you actually can make just strategic decisions in your business of like, how do you just create more man hours? Rather than thinking about just from revenue standpoint, like how do we just do more man hours? Are you limited by your cleaners? Are you limited by the amount of clients you actually can get? And so in our business, we're actually, at this very moment anyway, we're limited by our cleaners. So in order for us to actually hit that perfect number, we need 13 cleaners who are averaging 29 hours a week. Right now, we only have 10 cleaners, and they're averaging about 20 hours a week. So you can see we're much, much lower than that at the moment. But by knowing where we're at versus where we need to go, we know that we need to hire more cleaners, and we also need to get our cleaners who are currently on our staff to work more hours, okay? And so that's how you actually can make decisions to grow your business based on data rather than be like, you know what? I don't know why we're not growing to $1 million. This sucks. I hate business. It doesn't make any sense. The world's out to get me, right? Emotional. Become logical, okay? Become logical. So now, let's talk about some other numbers I think are super important that we track that I think are going to be super helpful for you as well. Again, this is on our Bozeman 5-star intelligence sheet. And another thing that we track is total ad spend. So your cost to acquire a customer. So we track our total ad spend. We track the number of leads we get, which gives us our cost per lead. Okay. And so we also, after we established like when we're getting leads, we're getting prospects, like how many phone calls did we complete? How many phone calls were booked? How many phone calls were actually completed? How many actually converted into clients? How many of our clients that were our first time customers did we convert into a reoccurring client? So again, like we have a recurring model. So that's another step. If you don't have a recurring model, then you won't have that step. We also track like what's our cost to acquire a customer. So this is a super important one. So most business should know these specific numbers. Okay. These are numbers that you got to know. And like, I'm just giving you a lot of the data, but from this data, you can derive these, four important metrics. Okay. So these four important metrics are cost to acquire a customer, profit per new customer, lifetime value of your customer, and what is your profit margin? So those are the four things that you should be tracking on a daily basis to make sure your business stays healthy. Okay. The four things. So, your cost to acquire a customer is actually really, really simple. It's going to be your marketing team, like whatever it costs your marketing team, whether that's your ad spend, whether that's your, and that's also include your salesperson, your commissions, like what does it cost to acquire a customer? Okay. Those are your big things, your ad spend and your sales commissions. And if you actually have a person who is paid on salary, that is a salesperson or to run the ads, or if it's you, fine. Right. But what is your cost to actually acquire a customer? And just as a side note, like you as the entrepreneur, as the business owner, you should probably be in charge of marketing. You should be the one who's actually in charge of marketing. No matter how much you grow your business, like marketing is the lifeblood of the business. It's what keeps you, it's what allows you to get out of holes that you otherwise couldn't, because you are a master at creating awareness to your product. Okay. So, that's a total side note, but you need to know your cost to acquire a customer. Next number you need to know is what's your profit per new customer. So are you making money on customers, or do you have to pay to acquire a customer, and how much do you have to pay? And so when you're able to make that transition from when you get paid to acquire a customer, let me ask you this question. How much should your marketing budget be if you're getting paid to acquire a customer? That's right. You have no marketing budget. You should be putting as much money into that thing as you possibly can until you break your fulfillment systems. That's really the answer. Okay. Until your fulfillment can't handle it, you should put as much money into it as you possibly can. Now, if you are paying to acquire customers, which is what most rookie businesses do, how much is your marketing budget going to be? Well, it just depends. You actually do have to have a marketing budget because you only have so much money because you actually have to pay to acquire a customer. And so your profit per new customer is a really important metric. Really important metric to know. And so how you figure that number out is you take your cost to acquire a customer, you take that number, okay? You take your dollar per unit sold and you divide the number together, and all the costs, so this would include employee costs, this would include any cost that it takes to onboard a brand new customer, and you just divide that by the revenue that your new customers produce, and you see, are you making money or are you losing money, right? So, cost to acquire customer, profit per new customer. You need to know those two numbers, okay? The next thing you need to know is what is the lifetime value of your customer? Do your customers stick around for a week? Do they stick around for 6 months? Do they stick around for a year? Do they stick around for 2 years? And then how much does each customer represent to you, okay? So again, in some companies, it's like the lifetime value could be 6 months, but they could also be worth $10,000 to you. You could have somebody who's around for 6 years, but the lifetime value is only $2,000 to you. And so you must know what the lifetime value of that customer is from a dollar and cent standpoint first. And then also you can look at it from a standpoint of like how long they stay with you. But like each customer that comes in, what is their lifetime value? How much do they give you? And so how you create that number is you literally just take all your customers that you have in your business. Okay. All the amount of revenue that they made, you, divided by the number of customers you have, and you have your current lifetime value. So this number is going to be evolving and changing. So the more data you have, the better idea you can get to say that, hey, like each customer I bring in is worth $2,000. Each customer I bring in is worth $1,000 to me. And so we've done in our business, because our business is a little bit more mature, we will actually take like what's the lifetime value of our customer who becomes a recurring client? What's the lifetime value of our customer who is what we call a reoccurring client, which isn't somebody who's like on the schedule weekly, but maybe they're, maybe they are like a real estate agent who sends out, who sends us move out cleans, they send us listing cleans. Maybe it's a short-term rental who they're not necessarily reoccurring clients, but every single month, like they have cleans that we are the ones who are their primary cleaners. So we get their business every single month. So that's what we call reoccurring clients. I learned that from Alex. Big shout out to him. And then you have your just one-time customers. They use your service one time and then they never sign up again, right? How much are those customers worth to you? And so when you're able to break these down by different categories, you're able to get a better idea of how much you actually can spend to acquire a customer. Again, so going back to the other question, like if you are able to profitably acquire customers, you have no marketing budget. But if you have to pay to acquire a customer, how much can you feasibly pay for it to make sense? So if you spend $100 to get a customer, but the average lifetime value of your customer is $50, can you continue that model? Of course not. But if your average lifetime value of your customer is $1,000, does that still make sense? Yeah, it does. What if it's $20,000? Hell yeah. Spend as much money as you can. That's called a loss leader. Okay. And so depending on your back-end model is what is going to dictate your front-end model. Okay, so depending on what your fulfillment systems are, what your business is in the back end, will actually allow you to actually spend more money on the front end. And then, of course, the last thing you need to know is your profit margin, right? Like the reason why your business is to make a profit. It's every single business should have a cause. You should stand for something. You need to make profits because profits is what keeps the business healthy, right? It allows you to pay yourself as an entrepreneur. That's super important because if it doesn't pay your bills, like you'll run out of steam, you'll run out of energy, you'll run out of like for the business, you'll begin to dislike the business and you'll find something else to do. So it needs to be profitable enough to make you a nice return on all the work that you do and I'll take all the risks that you're taking, it needs to make a nice return on that, okay? Then also, you can also use those profits to also invest back into the business, continue to grow the business. So if you have big visions of a business that serves a lot of people, whether it be employees, whether it be clients, profits is what's going to allow you to do that. So cost to acquire customer, profit per new customer, lifetime value to customer, and profit margin. Those are the big numbers you should be tracking. There's definitely other business. There's other numbers that you should be tracking in your specific business, but those are the ones that every single business should be tracking. So, hey, if you got value from this, you're like, man, that's a lot of numbers. Then let me know. Again, follow this podcast, share with an entrepreneur who needs to hear these numbers, right? And if you're interested in that BSB intelligence sheet, go find me on Instagram. And again, I'm at Logan Lee Manzanares. And if you actually reach out to me on Instagram and you tag me in a story post that you watched this or you listened to this podcast, I will share that intelligence sheet with you and you can have it. So again, this is only for people who are listening to this podcast and they made it all the way to the end and you want that intelligence sheet, like I will send you a copy of that intelligence sheet so you have it and you can use it for your specific business. Again, I got this from Alex back in like 2017. And so I will give it to you. Again, just give the podcast some love, share it on Instagram, and I'll share it with you. So without further ado, my name is Logan Manzanares, and I am out.